Testing, testing.
One, testies.
One, two, three. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. I'm leaving that long bit of awkward silence in there. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Yep, that's me.
And Gus, who's fucking frantically pawing at a door all fucking day because he doesn't understand what winter is.
But he wants to look outside.
Yeah.
Because looking outside through the glass isn't the same as looking outside and feeling the breeze on your face.
Right. He just wants
2 seconds
he
and
wants to
running away from it.
He wants to smell the outside, but then as soon as he realizes it's freezing, he runs away from the door. And then I close the door and he forgets that it was cold and comes right back and starts pawing at the door until I open it again.
Yeah, animals are kind of dumb.
Goddamn.
Turns out.
Goddamn, Gus.
All of them. Pretty dumb.
I'm unprepared now for some reason.
That's good.
We just, and by we, I mean Colin, who's an excellent handyman, way better than anybody he may be related to by marriage. Help me replace the switch in my ceiling fan.
Are you going to tell him about the first switch we put in?
The first switch I bought was like for the fan itself. So it had like an extra cord that I just thought was a ground because I don't know anything. I'm an idiot. But it was, you know, fans have like four, like the off and then three ons. So we hooked it up and I had to pull the switch once to turn it on. And then once again, it'll stay on. And then once again, it'll stay on. And then once more to turn it off. So
wrong kind of switch, turns out.
So we had to run to the Home Depot and replace the switch again. But now I finally, after a couple, 2 or 3 months, I can turn the light in my entryway on and off again.
Nice.
Thank you, Colin.
You're welcome.
I couldn't have done it. Literally, I couldn't have got on that ladder and done it.
You're welcome.
Also, as soon as I saw the three colored wires up there, I'd have just thrown a tantrum and given up, and then it all just would have dangled there with exposed wires for the rest of my life.
Perfect. Sounds good.
So that's how I handle things, Colin.
Sounds like a good plan.
I throw a tantrum and give up and just leave it.
Yeah, that's, I mean, look.
Because that is the way.
I have to move that out of my way.
That's fine.
Sounds good.
How was your week?
It was all right. I didn't really want to come back and do 5 days, though.
Yeah.
Two
4-day weeks spoiled you?
Well, one of them was a 3-day week, and Ooh. The other one was 3.5.
Wow.
Because New Year's Eve, we did inventory and then left.
Nice.
And left at 3, so we didn't really get out that early, but still.
Still.
Inventory is pretty fucking easy at that job.
Yep.
Yeah. I got a couple of things that I... So, you inspired me talking about your Ring doorbell.
Okay.
I bought a video doorbell, which I haven't hooked up yet because the door frame around my door is that wide.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to mount the fucking thing.
Showing a very thin...
It's maybe half an inch.
Yeah.
So what I have to do is find a piece of siding that, you know, like siding is kind of like goes at an angle, gets thicker at the bottom, thicker at the top. I need to find one of those and reverse it and mount it to that, the wall, the siding right next to that door jamb
to make like an extra little
I have a big surface to mount it on.
Got it.
Otherwise the thing's gonna fucking hang off like an idiot.
Yeah,
that's stupid.
Yes.
I was like, I didn't really think about that when I ordered this thing.
Yeah,
but it's a video doorbell by a company called Arlo.
Right.
I was like, I'm gonna look these things up and figure out what's what, and that one was given like a bunch of top picks for video doorbells. One of the cool things in the reviews I was reading is they have recently set it up so you can send the video feed from it to a local network storage device.
That's good.
Where most of them can't do that.
Yeah.
Also, it's, you know, it won't cloud store shit for free, but it'll like you can monitor and stuff for free.
And that's how Ring is.
And it's $3 a month otherwise. Yep.
That's how Ring is as well. Like Ring whatever. Is like a few bucks a month, and then it stores everything on the cloud, and then you can download anything off of the cloud storage onto your computer.
As far as I can tell, did not see any, this doesn't charge in the winter issues.
Well, we'll see. If it runs off battery, I imagine it'll have
that problem. All have battery for some fucking reason. I don't get it.
So mine, stopped working for a few days because it got below freezing, and they won't admit it anywhere, but I'm pretty sure that it stops charging below freezing so it doesn't destroy the... Because lithium ion batteries, if you charge them in freezing weather, it just destroys the battery.
Maybe they should have thought of a different,
Or they should just, not have a battery in it.
Had a different plan. What you could do.
Except just plug it straight into the house.
Get a different screw, a really long one, to put in the bottom.
Yeah.
Right up through the battery.
Right up through the battery.
It'll fix everything.
Makes it perfect.
Yeah, it'll fix it.
No, I'm good. It's working again. It as soon as it warmed up a little, it started charging and working again. So
I got that, and then after my my run-in with a city truck last week,
yeah,
I ended up getting a new dash cam.
Yeah,
the video quality on the one I had was free.
What do you do with your old one?
It's in my work van.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you want it, you can. It's junk.
I've never had one. I think it would be fun.
It is kind of fun. The new one I got was like $45 on Amazon.
Yeah.
And there's an app on the phone.
Yeah.
That you go, hey, I want to see the videos on that. It connects to the camera.
Yeah.
Through Wi-Fi. And you just watch all the videos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll just.
Fucking dope. That other one was stupid because you had to take the card out and you had to fucking put it.
Just buy one of these new fancy ones like you got. Yeah. I've got hundreds of dollars on Amazon from my funny money.
There you go.
From my work busy bucks.
The one I got was only 1080p. They have a 4K one, which is like double the price.
I don't have any 4K monitors.
Right.
Do I look like I'm not poor? Do I look like the kind of guy who didn't spend the weekend fucking replacing fan blades on a fan because his kitchen fan was too greasy?
It was gross. It looks really good now.
Thank you.
It's like...
It looks brand new.
I'm not
new.
Afraid to walk into the room now.
So there's
inviting almost.
There's a ceiling fan in my kitchen for some reason, which every now and then I realize that nobody else in the world has a ceiling fan in their kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really weird place for a ceiling fan, I think.
I have one.
Do you?
Yep.
All right, maybe it's not so weird. I don't know a lot of people who do.
I'm assuming it's an old person thing. Old people like fans.
All right. But the problem with it being in the kitchen is...
It collects grease and dust
and cat fur, which it melds into the grease to basically make like a cat fur paper mache that just coats the whole fucking fan.
Gross.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I took the fan blades down because was that you who told me I could take the fan blades off because I never realized it?
Maybe.
Somebody's like,
oh, yeah.
You just take out these two little screws. I'm like, oh. I didn't realize it just came right off like that.
Yeah.
So I took the fan blades off to clean them the other day, and I'm like, and they're, thin wood, fucking practically cardboard, particle board fucking fan blades, and I start trying to scrub them off, and I'm like, well,
these are just going to get destroyed with water and be
warped through. So I just went online and bought all new fan blades and scrubbed down the rest of the unit and all the light fixture and everything, and then put all new fan blades on it, and it looks...
Way
pretty
better.
And new.
Yeah, looks much better. Much, much better.
Kind of tempted to... So the fan blades I got for it are plastic. I'm kind of tempted to take them off and airbrush patterns onto them.
Do it.
I don't know what to airbrush onto them, though. But I might do that.
I know.
What?
Can you do airbrushing of the Aztec-ing on starships?
If I could find the pattern, I would need a pattern for it.
Yeah.
I bet somebody online has that pattern.
I'm sure they do.
But yes.
That'd be fucking awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
Then you have to transform your kitchen.
I mean, sure.
Or do it like the turtle van.
Yeah.
Or turtle shell. I don't know. Because it's kind of turtle colors in there.
The green is temporary. It's 9 years temporary.
Okay. Then definitely do it like the Enterprise.
All right. Look, I always intended
to... You got Batman in the dining room, Star Trek in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So it'll be perfect. It's a great idea.
It is a good idea.
Which Star Trek are you going to go for, though? Are you going to go for the NX-01 real mechanical fucking...
No, if I was going to do that, I'd go movie era.
Movie era?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Movie era Star Trek is best Star Trek.
Yeah.
Or I'd just go next gen and make it all look like a shuttlecraft, basically, since all my furniture is already white in there.
Yeah, that wouldn't be terrible either.
Just paint shuttlecraft windows on everything and like those fucking like stripes and the NCC / Goddard, you know. Yeah.
Perfect. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. On it. As soon as I'm done with the basement.
Okay, never mind. It'll never happen.
I'm going to start making progress on the basement. I've been holding off because I've been real concerned about the mold that was growing down there.
Yeah.
So I took off a couple, like the two panels that were next to where the mold was growing and made sure it wasn't any growing under there. And the mold stopped, like, perfectly at the line where it was, so the walls are sectioned, you know. You got your 2x4s and then your next stud 18 inches away or whatever. And it was just growing in between that one spot,
yeah,
of studs. I think on that side it was because that's where the fucking water from the outside is, and I'm sure it was because of the leak that, you know, kickstarted all this in the first place. But then on the other wall, it was literally just behind this one little place for no reason and didn't extend out at all, which is real weird. But it's all dead now.
Good,
murdered. But it hasn't helped my head problems, so.
No, probably not.
I don't know what my head problems are. Not mold-related, it seems.
Probably not.
My eternal fucking headache. My eternal fucking sinus infection.
It sounds terrible.
Dude, it's really getting old.
Yeah, but
I'm out of money, so. I guess this is just who I am now. This is me now.
Yay. Maybe if you walk out in nature, it'll fix it.
You know how much time I spend outside? More than you, I bet.
Maybe if you went to the woods and looked at deer butts, it'd feel better for you.
I don't know what this bit is.
You don't? You've never seen that where people are like, you don't need depression medication. Oh. You just need the woods.
This isn't depression.
You need nature. It doesn't matter.
This is unrelated to my anxiety.
But it applies to everything.
Oh, that's fair.
Because there's those people that think like natural healing is the only way to heal.
Well, you know. I mean, it got rid of my cancer. When I had cancer, I just went out to the Fontenelle Forest and boom, it was gone overnight. Oh. That's how it works. That's
pretty nice. It's good. Good call.
I was just walking down the trail in Fontenelle Forest, and the cancer is just like, oh, I'm just going to hang out here. And it popped right out of my...
That makes sense.
Wherever. My testicles.
Okay. All right.
My colon. Thanks. Where do you get cancer?
Everywhere. All over, literally.
Oh, geez.
Literally, pretty much anywhere on your body you can get it.
Oh, geez.
Skin cancer... which is all over your body.
Oh, no. I have skin everywhere.
Yeah, you do. You do, it turns out.
I got to get rid of all this skin.
So, did anything interesting happen this week?
No, but I watched The Mandalorian.
Yeah?
Watched all of The Mandalorian this week.
So, what are your thoughts?
The show sucks. Why do you even like it?
Really?
What a dumb person to like such a dumb... No, it was great. It was fun. Yeah. I liked it a lot.
It's like... one of the best things Star Wars has done.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because it's actually a story and not just bullshit.
Right. It was real, real good.
Not fucking Ewoks and Jar Jar Binks.
I like the Mandalorian himself a lot. He was great.
Yeah.
I always appreciate an actor who is willing to take on a masked role and not have to have 90% of Iron Man be Robert Downey Jr. without the Iron Man helmet on.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. You're Iron Man. Put the fucking helmet on. I don't need to see your stupid face. You arrogant fucking prick.
He never breaks kayfabe.
Yeah.
There's except for that one part.
There's three parts in the whole series where his helmet comes off at all.
Yeah.
And I bet it totals less than 5 minutes. Oh, no. That one scene is pretty long in the second season.
Yeah.
But it's still, like... for 16 hour long episodes, less than 15 minutes of it actually show the actor's face.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
And he does a great job of it. He like emotes through the helmet really well.
Yep.
Through a fucking...
that dude's good.
Yeah.
And now I'm noticing him in a bunch of fucking TV and movies.
He was the villain in Wonder Woman. How did you not love him? He was chewing scenery in that stupid movie.
Fuck that movie. It's so bad.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's not bad in a good way, though. Bad in a just, it's bad way.
It was so stupid and fun. She made the whole world come together and renounce wishes for America. USA! USA! USA!
Oh my god, it was so bad. It's just so fucking bad.
Ah, I liked it. It was hokey as fuck.
And that lady becoming a cheetah? What?
She's a comic book character.
I understand this, but what?
She's cheetah lady. But, I don't know. I don't read Wonder Woman, buddy.
She wishes to be the best predator.
Yeah.
Is what she said.
Right. It's a cheetah.
Is that the best? I mean, it's the fastest.
There you go. Fastest is the
best.
Actually,
it's not the fastest. She should have become a falcon. Like a peregrine falcon.
Ooh. But that's not, she was cheetah lady.
Yeah, I know. It's stupid.
Cheetara? No, that's the
goddamn DC is bad at everything.
Except for Batman. Yeah.
And some Green Lantern stuff.
Most of their other villains. Yeah, Sinestro's great.
Yeah.
Lex Luthor's all right. Yeah. All of Batman's villains are fucking awesome.
Lex Luthor's all right, but too bad the fucking his counterpart is the worst.
Yes.
Literally the worst.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But yeah, most like I got real into Flash and Arrow, the TV shows, and they do a good job with those shows. But yeah, when your fucking villains are Captain Boomerang, you only got so much Weather Wizard, Mirror Master. There's a reason that all...
You know what was better than the entirety of fucking DC Comics, aside from Batman?
What's that?
Thundar the Barbarian. Way better.
I never got into Thundar. I was a He-Man guy, which is, I'm not going to argue, not worse, because He-Man is garbage.
It is garbage.
But it's so cool.
Thundar was a cool premise.
Yeah.
I guess, but it was, you know, Hanna-Barbera, so it wasn't...
In one of the seasons of the Ninja Turtles cartoon, you refuse... So every season of the Ninja Turtles cartoon you refuse to watch, there's a cartoon they're watching on the show. Yeah. In one season, it's Star Trek... In one season, it's Star Trek The Next Generation. In one season, it's Thundar the Barbarian.
Nice. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
So.
I've been watching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about Mandalorian or are we just...
Oh, yeah, we can. Sorry, we just...
Bowl right over
there. We went off on a tangent.
Sorry. I was talking about because the Mandalorian himself was the villain in Wonder Woman.
Okay.
So I watched the whole thing through.
Mm-hmm.
I have the same problem with the ending that I had last week, which is, well... I know how this story ends because Luke Skywalker fucks it up. Spoilers for The Mandalorian. Spoilers for the end of The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Starting now. Luke Skywalker's gonna fuck it up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well...
Because he's an idiot.
Well...
It would have been better if it came out before the movies.
Yeah!
I get that.
I don't know, man.
I mean, Mando's still interesting, my girlfriend's really hot, Gina Carano.
Gina Carano fucking is fucking awesome. Hot.
Oh, and my God.
I'm so glad Disney is, like, sticking to their guns.
Yes!
Because fuck everybody else. She's great on the show, too.
Yeah, but she...
oh, my God.
She should have to fight men, Trevor.
Ugh. Ugh.
She's racist and transphobic if she doesn't want to fight men.
Stupid. People are stupid.
It is. Yes. Yes, they are, it turns out. She's so thick and beautiful.
Also, there's... Yeah. I just want to have her crush my head like a watermelon with her thighs.
Yes.
there are so many fucking great guest stars on that show.
There are.
Like fucking...
did you notice... what's her face?
Becky Lynch.
Yeah, Becky Lynch is
Katie Sackhoff. Rosario Dawson's in an episode.
Yeah, Rosario Dawson plays a Jedi.
Yeah. Fucking...
Sasha Banks.
Yeah. Yeah, Sasha Banks, not Becky Lynch. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sasha Banks and Katie Sackhoff were in the same episode. Katie Sackhoff was from Battlestar Galactica, the remake. She played Starbuck.
Okay.
She was the leader of the other Mandalorians. Fucking Bill Burr is in a couple episodes.
He's fucking great.
I'm like, what the fuck is Bill Burr doing there with fucking Bobby Elvis from Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
Those characters were all great. Bill Burr is fucking like... He's kind of out of place in Star Wars, but, like, it worked.
It did. The character was good.
Yeah. I'm like, this character does not really mesh with the rest of what's going on in this universe, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, but it also just kind of sort of makes sense, you know?
I like how so much of the show exists on the fringes, and, like, Star Wars shit would just kind of poke its head in every now and then.
Yeah.
Like, at first there was like, oh, you saw one dusty stormtrooper, and then like later on you're like, oh shit, there's still a whole shit ton of stormtroopers over here. But like they weren't in every episode. It was just sometimes you'd see Empire shit, sometimes you'd see like other shit. Like the Jedi are just kind of mythical and nobody knows what the Force is really.
I kind of feel like it's like what they wanted Rogue One to be, but they didn't have anybody good writing it.
I really like Rogue One.
I fucking didn't.
I get it.
It was boring. It was like, I don't know.
I think Rogue One is the best of the Disney movies.
Maybe I should try it again. It's been a while.
Maybe I should try it again. I only saw it once in the theater, so maybe I'm wrong, but I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it for a lot of the similar reasons to why I like Mandalorian. It's like, oh, this is like friendship. Also, what I really liked about Rogue One is like they went out of their way to make it look like it was the 70s. Everybody's fucking hairstyles were like late 70s mullets and fucking too big of hair. And all the uniforms had like, it looked like that fucking them old movies, man. Like visually, they really nailed it. Which I appreciated.
Yeah.
But yeah, people should watch Mandalorian. It was good.
I didn't understand people's like, I'm crying because of the ending thing. That was a thing going around. People apparently were having like emotional breakdowns.
At the end of Mandalorian?
Yes. Well, I don't get. I mean.
Other than Kavarius?
Kevin Smith posted a video of him in tears.
Kevin Smith cries at literally everything.
Jesus Christ, man.
Kevin Smith's diet since he had his heart attack is 100% soy.
Yeah.
And also, he's always been like super, super emo. Like, I don't know if you ever really listened to Smodcast.
No,
but
not really.
Like, that dude cried at fucking Dark Knight.
Jesus Christ.
Dude cried at Justice League.
Fuck me, dude.
He cries at fucking everything. Wow. Like, he's a big, super overly emotional nerd.
Yeah.
So he's like Kavarius, where he cries at things because he's a baby.
Okay.
For comics.
Okay.
He's a comics baby.
All right.
But, so that doesn't surprise me.
But I saw other people that were.
But, I mean, he took his. Thing. Spoilers, he took his helmet off for the little baby to see him and touch his face. Mm-hmm. That didn't get you a little bit verklempt? That didn't touch your heart? Or do you not have a heart, Colin?
No, it's cool.
All right, so you don't have a heart.
I thought what was really cool, though, is so the Dark Troopers.
Yeah.
You know, Mando is having fucking, he had a hell of a time taking out one of them.
Yeah.
And then Luke comes
and
just fucking massacres those things.
Right.
That was awesome.
Yes.
I was like, okay, that's sweet. And like, really fucking gauges the bridge between normal people and
Jedi Knights.
Jedi Knights. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I really dug that. That was great. I don't know how I feel about the Darksaber. It's kind of stupid and gimmicky.
Yeah, it's also, I mean, I like the fact that Gus Fring had it.
Yeah. Gus Fring is a great villain.
Yeah, he is. He's really good.
But the Darksaber, like the design of it itself, I'm like, this is, all right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I get fan films have been doing this since the dawn of fucking the internet, but come on, guys.
I feel like they're just like, oh, we got to do something new.
Yeah, we need a new lightsaber.
We need a new lightsaber. The plain old ones. It's like what they did with Kylo Ren's.
Right.
I'm like, did he need the hilt part? Did that need to be a thing?
I like the just for the lore explanation of it.
Sure.
That like hits a fucked up one that doesn't work right.
Fractured crystals or some shit. Yeah,
like he built it wrong, so it's just got to vent off the extra plasma or it'll explode.
Yeah.
I understand why it's stupid, but
yes.
I love the lore explanation for it. I love Kylo Ren. I don't care how bad those movies are. Kylo Ren is such a good character, and throughout those bad movies, his fucking story arc is told really well.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I could agree with that.
Like, if you cut out everybody else's stories from those movies and
just made
one movie out of Kylo Ren's scenes,
especially
it's a
that
great
one
story,
especially that one like 45-minute scene of the casino planet,
you know
what the fuck was that?
God,
that fucking movie! Oh my Jesus!
They had to do something to differentiate it from Balance of Terror. Balance of Terror is the best episode of the original series of Star Trek ever. It's just two ships flying, chasing each, just in the slowest, in an hour-long dogfight where, like, two shots are fired.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
It's pretty good. So, speaking of Star Trek, the original series, I was trying to explain to somebody the other day what I do for my job. Part of it is like networking.
24 minutes, by the way. I'm going to find the beginning and end and have you put it in the title or notes. 15 minutes to 24 minutes is where the spoilers are.
Okay. Fucking, so I we do networks, like home networks and shit.
Yeah.
And I was trying to explain to a guy because he's like, oh yeah, I got it. A lot of people get these Cox panoramic Wi-Fi pieces. Cox will convince people to put them in their gigantic houses.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's great for an apartment. It's great for a small house like yours would be fine. But like when we're dealing with 4,000+ square foot mansions.
Yeah.
One Wi-Fi piece isn't going to work.
I thought that was the whole point of the panoramic thing is they had like
little
boosters.
Well, they sell those. No, they don't. They're shit.
Oh.
They're not very good and they don't tell people. Like they just sell them to you and the person, you know, the customer goes and puts it in.
Oh.
So they don't have somebody going around going, all right, this would be the.
Them?
Yes.
Got it.
So you got people that have their shit way too far away from their router.
Right.
So it's not really doing them any justice.
Got
anyway. And it's not their fault. It's just fucking people don't understand it. I was trying to explain to a guy how mesh networking works.
Yeah.
And I was like, you've seen Star Trek, right? He's like, well, yeah. I was like, do you remember the episode The Tholian Web? The Tholian Web is how mesh networks work.
Yeah.
It's like one piece fucking drops off. The other ones compensate and fucking.
Yeah.
Like reconnect that web. Make sure that web doesn't go away.
Right.
That's how a mesh network kind of works. And I don't understand how nobody has just had that as an explanation or, you know. They should just play that episode for people when explaining mesh networks.
I wish.
That's it. That's all.
So I play this game called Star
also,
Trek.
Also, oh my God. Your next thing.
Yeah.
You should update and get mesh networking and just call your network the Tholian Web.
Okay.
Bam.
Except for then I have to go through like 100 devices and change it. But yeah, I might do that.
Fuck it. Who cares?
Can I do mesh networking off of what I have right now?
You can add mesh pieces to it.
I probably should, especially once I move into the basement. So
yeah.
Because right now it just barely gets to my doorbell.
Yeah. We can do things about
that. All
right,
we'll talk about that.
Okay.
There's a game called Star Trek Ascendancy that I play. It's basically like a sort of like Risk, but not exactly, but all Star Trek themed.
The board game?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a tabletop game.
Oh, yeah, that one.
You build out the galaxy. It's like randomly built out galaxy, and you can win through cultural victory. It's kind of like a tabletop version of Civilization based on Star Trek. You get resources and use the resources to fucking expand and upgrade and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
There were three races in the box when it came out. Federation, Romulan, Klingon. They released expansions for Ferengi and Cardassian, and then eventually Andorian and Vulcan.
Yeah.
There are cards in the base game that refer to, like, this doesn't affect Tholians, which means they were planning a Tholian expansion for it that
they
never came out.
Aww.
Which really bums me out.
Yeah.
Because, like, I never bought the Vulcan and the Andorian one, but I have the Ferengi and Cardassian.
Yeah.
But Tholian would be a fucking dope, especially because Tholian webs, you could block fucking lanes of travel in that game with it and shit. It would be cool as fuck.
Right.
Unfortunately.
They no longer do the game?
I think you can still buy the base game. You can buy some of the expansions, but not all of them. Uh-huh. Like the Vulcan and Andorian expansions are really, really hard to find anymore, which is a bummer.
Hmm.
But I've got the first two expansions and the Borg set, which adds a PvE game to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. The Borg, you don't play the Borg.
Right, the Borg. You play against the Borg.
You play against the Borg.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah. They have like their own rules and they just assimilate.
We should play
that game sometime. Yeah. Me, you, we should get Dan to come over. Me, you, and Dan should play that game sometime.
Get Dan and his oldest kid.
All right.
He would totally be down with that. Also, he would be... dude's like very adept at looking at an instruction set and knowing exactly how the game goes without having to look back at it.
Good.
It's kind of annoying how smart he is.
Yeah. What an idiot. What a loser.
I know.
Ugh. Your kids are nerds, Dan.
Yeah. Oh.
I have them come over and do something cool, like play a Star
Trek board
game.
I still got that Ferengi game, that Rules of Acquisition game.
Well, let's play that sometime.
I know. We need to.
I need to have you over to play that. I need to invite you over to play Grace and Ethan's game sometime. That fucking bar, that Dragon Inn or Red Dragon.
Yeah,
Inn,
that sounds fun.
It is super fun.
Thanks for never inviting me to do that.
Well,
stuff.
You're always busy with fucking birthdays.
You need to tell me and I can figure it out.
And, you know.
You don't really, you don't seem like you do things just spontaneously.
I almost exclusively do things just really? Spontaneously.
Well, I almost never do anything.
All right.
So you just
next
have to
time
let
we
me
do
know.
It, I'll let you know.
Sometimes I'm doing shit. A lot of times on Saturdays, especially.
All right.
Fridays as well. I don't do shit.
So, did you watch anything this week?
I watched The Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
It's a sitcom. You remember it, right?
It's West Philadelphia.
Born and raised. That is one of the funniest fucking shows. Like, it holds up.
Does it?
Oh, my God.
All right.
Now, like, it's a sitcom.
Yeah.
So, a lot of the jokes are fucking...
Very broad.
Not broad, but just unorganically set up.
Sure.
Like, it's just things are said just to make the joke and for no other reason.
Right.
Which is fine. But the joke is almost always funny.
All right.
Will is great, and Uncle Phil is also great.
Yeah.
The whole cast was really good. So, HBO Max has the 30th anniversary special.
Yeah.
And it goes to an explanation of why original Aunt Viv left and the new Aunt Viv, who wasn't near as good, came in.
Right.
After season 3. So, original Aunt Viv was pregnant. And
yeah.
Apparently was getting fucking abused at home and didn't tell anybody. And,
oh.
And Will, being a 21-year-old at the time, was like, there's... Like, he felt threatened by the way she was acting because she was, like, just kind of... I guess she wasn't being her normal self.
All right.
And it was him that got her booted off the show because he's like, I don't want to deal with that. And he invited her back onto his 30th anniversary to make amends.
Yeah.
But he gave her, like, the most non-apology ever.
Right.
By just saying, well, I was young and I felt threatened by everything. But he never, like, actually said, I'm sorry, I fucking ruined your life and career.
So Will Smith
that's
is
what
a
he did.
Real piece of shit.
I kinda.
Yeah. And a cuck.
Yeah. And a cuck.
Huh.
But
for real, he's a cuck.
I know. I heard.
It's not a joke.
I've heard.
Wife.
I've heard.
Jada Smith slept with a younger man.
I know. I know.
She is the worst actor in the world.
She's fucking terrible.
I hate Jada Smith.
She's awful.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I was fucking watching.
She almost made me never watch a Batman series. That's how bad she is.
She's the show. But anyway, after I watched the anniversary thing, I was like, oh yeah, I remember that show. It was pretty funny. So
yeah.
I went back and I'm watching it, and goddamn, it's fucking funny.
You know what doesn't hold up?
Hmm.
Season 1 of The Simpsons.
No, it's bad.
Ooh. Oof.
Yeah. The animation was terrible.
That shit's rough.
Yeah, well, I mean, fuck, dude. Season 1s of a lot of things don't fucking hold up real well.
Yeah, but oof.
Almost to the point where you're like, how did that fucking make it out of the first season?
Oof.
I know.
Jesus.
Well, I guess at the time, The Simpsons was kind of edgy.
It was incredibly edgy for the time. I mean, we were
in they still make it.
At the time, we were in the middle of
33 years later, or something like that. It was like 88 or 89 it started.
Yeah. I mean, you got to consider at the time, we were in the middle of like a fucking hardcore Christian revival. Like, fucking Republicans were everywhere.
Probably.
Jerry Falwell, like, was in charge of the moral compass of the United States for some reason. So, like... Coming on TV and showing a poor family, first of all, was edgy, which was why Roseanne was so...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're not a wealthy, upper-class Chicago family like everybody right. else on TV. They're poor.
Right.
And then he beats the shit out of his kids.
He doesn't. It's just inferred.
No, he chokes the shit out of Bart Simpson.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about Roseanne.
So. No.
But yeah, yes.
Talking about Simpsons again, sorry. He beats the hell out of Bart.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was super edgy for the time. And then like less than 10 years later, it was super vanilla. And then South Park came out and like, no, we'll show you what edge looks like. Old man Simpsons.
They're still doing it too.
And they're still doing it.
That show's still funny.
Yeah.
How is South Park still fucking good? As good as it is.
Because they maintain, they're like, well, what we're doing isn't edgy anymore. So this whole episode, we're just going to have somebody shit in Kyle's mouth. And that was 10 years ago, and they've just been, you know, getting worse since then.
We're going to have fucking Cartman take pictures of Butter's dick in his mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's hard to keep topping yourself when you already had an entire episode about a hamster in a man's ass. But
yeah, that's true. They fucking do it.
But they keep finding a way.
It's not just topping themselves. They just remain funny.
Yeah.
It's just always fucking funny.
Yeah.
Well,
it also helps that like the last, like they spent a few years, they're like on their 20 fucking fifth season or whatever it was. They're like, let's completely change our formula. And instead of being episodic, we're going to do a few seasons that are serialized. Story arc,
yeah.
And that was just fucking bananas.
Yeah. Yep.
So
fucking Mr. Garrison becomes Trump.
I can't fucking wait. I cannot fucking wait for them to do another episode.
Yeah.
About fucking Garrison not being president anymore and losing his fucking mind.
Yep.
It's going to be so goddamn funny.
That's fun.
Ugh. What a good show.
Yeah, it is.
I should rewatch that from the beginning. The first season of that is also rough, but
it is still funny. It's still funny. Yeah. He's coming right for us.
Oh, I miss fucking Jimbo.
Jimbo and Ned.
He's coming right for us.
God damn it. What else did I watch? Kept watching that show. I think I talked about it last week, that Designated Survivor.
Yeah.
It's gotten kind of stale.
Yeah.
Like, more crazy shit continues to happen, but it's even crazier than it was. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, see, that works if you're on the Battlestar Galactica and for some reason you're the Secretary of State and became the president.
I think the show would have been a lot better if there were, like, 6-episode seasons.
Yeah.
And the thing, like, it's had, like, 3 or 4 different, like, major story, like, plot points in one season. I'm like, yeah. It's boring.
Right.
It gets old. Because
sometimes, all right, I get you have to contrive new problems to keep the series going.
Sure.
Like, I get it. The Mandalorian never learns how to lock a cabinet, so every episode he has to deal with somebody getting the guns out of his cabinet.
Yeah, exactly.
So he never learns what a lock is. He's always, he never teaches the fucking kid to stay, so the kid's always wandering into a bounty hunter's mouth.
Yeah.
I don't.
Perfect.
Just lock the cabinet. Yep. Learn what a lock is.
Yeah,
you can build spaceships, but not locked doors.
Yes. Well, people in that century didn't. Yeah, because that was a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
People in that century, they didn't need to lock doors because people didn't break in.
Everybody was so trustworthy back then.
Yeah. Why don't people just not do it?
Yeah. Why don't people just not bounty hunt the poor kid? Why are you victim? Why am I victim blaming the fucking villainous bounty hunters? Yeah. I don't know.
Let's see if I got anything.
Let me see if I've got anything. How about that? Bookmarks? Nope, not my porn bookmarks. Pod topics. Oh, this is completely unrelated to anything. You're ready for some your daily dose of fucking modern progressive politics, Colin?
Yes.
What role do souvenirs play in cultural appropriation? This is an article somebody wrote.
What?
On the website CN Traveler, I don't know. The ethics of bringing items from around the world into your home can be hazy.
Oh, Jesus. Is this going to be cultural appropriation bullshit?
For the ethical traveler, cultural appropriation can and should be a weighing concern. The discussion around it has also been unfolding on social media for years with a heightening frenzy. We've reached a point where most people know and understand that you shouldn't be wearing a Native American headdress to a music festival and that a traditional garment as Halloween costume is never okay.
How old is this article?
But when it comes to the items we buy while traveling, things to get hazier. January 7th, 2021.
Do they still not understand why Donald Trump became so popular?
No.
That's it.
No.
Right there is why.
Souvenirs by nature are meant to represent a sliver of a place not our own. Okay, you almost figured it out right there. Some argue that this exchange is, in fact, what travel is all about and how culture and traditions are created in the first place. Yep, all right, you're... But navigating the lines of cultural appropriation and appreciation can be particularly challenging, especially when we keep changing the goalposts.
Fuck me.
She didn't say that last part. That was my commentary. So yeah, my Belize knife hanging on the wall and my Jamaica shit hanging in my bedroom.
Everything, half the shit I have, yeah. All the anime I have.
Yeah, we're not allowed to have that anymore because it's cultural appropriation to acknowledge another culture's existence at this point.
And appreciate it.
Yeah.
Prayer to open the 117th Congress ended with amen and a women.
Yeah.
So this guy, this guy from Missouri, he's like a Baptist minister or some shit.
Yeah.
He decided to end prayer with saying amen and a woman.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to be gender inclusive.
Right.
Not understanding that that's a Hebrew, Greek. Amen's a word that just means so be it.
Right. It's a word.
Like, it doesn't have to do with gender.
I hear the legislation in Omaha is going to extend the mask woman date.
Yep.
I've got womandatory overtime this weekend.
I hate it all. I really just hate it all.
That's so dumb.
It's very dumb.
Oh, my God. All right. I just don't understand it. Like,
there's nothing to understand other than these people are fucking dumb.
That went all the way. That got all the way to the point where he said it out loud and nobody was like, this is retarded.
Yeah, they did. Somebody did.
But it still got to him and came out of his mouth.
I know, but there are people who said this is retarded.
Too late. They said it too late. Nobody in his staff said, hey, maybe whoever his staff of fucking writers are.
Well, that's because they're all a bunch of dipshits, too.
Jesus Christ.
Tulsi was against it. She said that shit was fucking dumb.
Yeah. Tulsi's too rational. Her career is over.
We don't deserve her.
She probably committed sedition by disagreeing with saying a woman.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, I got nothing. I mean, everything that happened this week had to do with the shit at the Capitol and whatever. Whatever.
I mean, it's funny. It was the funniest thing that's ever happened in my life, probably.
Yeah?
I can't imagine anything being as funny as a Viking with his face painted red, white, and blue standing at the top of the fucking house chamber. I don't think I'll ever see anything that funny again.
It's pretty funny.
There's a man dressed as a Viking.
It was a bunch of things.
Goddamn. It was maybe the funniest thing that will ever happen in this country. It's definitely the funniest thing that'll ever happen in that building.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I don't know. That whole everything that goes on there is kind of a joke. Right. So, yeah.
Goddamn. All right, hold on. I'm opening my thing to see if I have any
emails,
but it's taking its sweet time. How's it going?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How's it going, Colin?
I don't know. My head hurts.
Why does your head hurt?
It just does.
Did you catch my year-long? Enjoy it if you caught my year-long sinus infection. Good. Maybe you can get to a doctor and actually figure out what's wrong with me, and then I'll just fucking piggyback on your diagnosis and maybe finally get this taken care of. God damn, I don't know why this thing is taking so long to fucking turn on. Holy shit. I should have done this 20 minutes ago, apparently.
Sounds amazing.
You are the one who told me this is the good one.
How old is it?
A couple years.
Yeah. A couple years.
That's it.
I don't know what you do on it.
Nothing. I do this. This is the only thing I use it for.
Mine's pretty fast still, but I use it even less. So.
Yeah.
But it's an old tablet, dude.
Yeah.
It was $100. I mean, I don't know what you...
System UI has stopped. That's not good. I'm just going to pause for a second. Oh, I can't do that either because this laptop is also not working.
Jesus Christ. Yep.
All right. Like nothing ever happened. Here we go. Let's get into our emails. If you want to email us, the email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. Oh, the 6% battery is probably a factor in why it's not working.
Jesus. Yeah, maybe a little bit, Trevor.
Well, I haven't used it all week. I didn't know the battery died. I just forgot to plug it in last week. We got two emails.
Nice.
It's not that big a deal, I think. Let me make sure there's nothing in the... Let me make sure there's nothing in the junk folder. There's not. There's not. So back into the inbox. All right, we got two emails. First one is from Mimsy. She says... RNA vaccines have been in development since the 1980s and are used for flu vaccines. So you're an idiot. She didn't say you're an idiot. I added that because you're an idiot. She just, what, that's it. You got nothing to say to defend your wrong position from last week?
I don't know.
So what's, in your opinion, the worst South Park episodes? The one with the devil's son, Damien, was, I always hated it. It wasn't funny. Interesting conversation considering we're just talking about. I feel the Pip episode and the Jack Officer episodes are equally the worst. Also not a fan of the Simpsons Family Guy episodes. I love the Simpsons episodes because
Simpsons did it.
No, not that one. The one where him and Bart Simpson team up to take down the Family Guy writers.
I didn't like the Red Rocket episode. Way too.
Red Rocket. Yeah, that's fair.
Gross.
I like that one, though, just because when fucking Bart and Cartman meet up, Bart, they're like trying to compare who's like more fucking edgy.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
It's like, I cut the head off a statue. He's like, oh, I killed a kid's parents, cooked them up and served them to him in chili and made him eat them. And yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's just kind of, that's the Simpsons versus South Park.
Yep.
Right there. But... You know, I liked the Pip episode myself.
Yeah.
But I get it. I fucking hate the one with Damien.
I'm trying to remember which one.
It's like the first season. So they had their original seasons, then the holiday specials. And then they came back and they're like, all right. And then the first episode back, like there was a new kid in class and he was the son of the devil. And it was just, I think it ended up with a boxing match between Jesus and the devil.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oof. You guys whiffed it on your return. I'm not sure. But then, you know, that's the only episode I can really think of that I actually hate.
It's been a long time since I've seen that one.
I think the Jack Officer is the one where he keeps saying cool beans.
Cool beans.
And I've been saying cool beans like that ever since that episode. So, like, I don't really care about the episode. I've only seen it, like, once. But I will never stop going, cool beans.
Okay.
So, there's that.
Wow.
All right. So I guess that episode is cool beans.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot that I don't like, though. I mean, it's just that fucking one with the that I can think of off the top of my head. I don't know. I'm sure there's others, but I don't rewatch a lot of South Park. So.
Yeah, I can't think of any of that. I just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Other than the one I mentioned.
Right.
And the vaccine thing, I don't know. I was just repeating something I had heard.
You're wrong. You're wrong and dumb.
From a professional on television.
Yeah.
Well, so that means that they're right.
They're wrong and dumb.
Maybe.
If you had the power to make one food or drink unhealthy to healthy, what would it be?
Power. One food or drink? What?
Wait. You make an unhealthy food healthy.
I mean, fucking cookies and cream ice cream, buddy.
I would go Reese's Peanut Butter Cups ice cream, because then that would also make Reese's Peanut Butter Cups healthy, and I'd get both the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups ice cream as healthy.
I guess I'd have Oreos and ice cream, so.
There you know, you go.
Whatever.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is the answer. I would subsist on Reese. If a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup was like fucking, you know, like.
There's a ton of things that would be great if they're healthy.
If Reese's Peanut Butter Cups were just Soylent.
Yeah.
And so they were just like all the nutrients you needed in a peanut butter flavored chocolate peanut butter cup. It's the last thing I would ever eat. That and eggs.
Yeah, fair.
Cheers, Mims.
What if it made eggs super unhealthy? No deal. Deal?
I mean, I'd still eat all the eggs, okay. So fuck it.
Okay. So you just counter it by...
I just switch their places, I guess.
Okay.
I just swap them around. And Fleer writes in with a Florida Man of the Week. Hey, Loud Neighbors. It took some time to find a good Florida man for this week. Everybody seemed to care about the guy who stole Pelosi's lectern.
That was one of the funnier pictures.
See? It's the funniest thing that's ever happened. I don't know why people are taking it so seriously.
Because Orange Man bad.
That's fine. He's gone in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
We can still appreciate how funny this was.
They, look, man, you got a group of people who have been saying things about him for 4 years, and now they're like, yeah, see, we're right. We're right.
Ah, that doesn't, they should think it's even funnier than I do. Because they're right, and it's hilarious.
That's not how they think.
Well,
they want to be able to rub it in the faces of people who disagree with them.
Then it should be even, that should be the funniest thing in the world to them.
I do like what you said about your neighbor, though.
What did I say about my neighbor?
This is Trump 2020 flag.
Oh, yeah. He's already replaced it with a Trump 2024 flag. It's fucking hilarious, dude. I went around the corner the other day. It used to be this big blue flag. Now it's this big reddish orange.
It's insane how much people really like that guy.
It's hilarious. It's fucking funny.
It's kind of funny, but also sort of scary.
And nobody understands why. That's Republican Party and nobody in the Democrat Party understand why this guy is so popular.
Yeah.
It's because you're all awful. It's because you're all awful. And he's awful, too. But he's awful in a funny fucking way.
A more relatable way to most people.
He's awful in a way that's relatable to most people.
Yeah.
Off the beat, man jailed for snoring loudly at a McDonald's. Indian River County. A 28-year-old man was arrested after snoring loudly and apparently sleeping behind the wheel in a McDonald's drive-thru lane. Yeah.
Hey, doesn't that end in shootings sometimes?
Not if he's white.
It did in Georgia a few years back.
Was he white?
Nope.
There you go. The case of the dozing dude began at about 3:47 a.m. December 20th when an Indian River County Sheriff's deputy went to McDonald's and the blah, 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 blah. Deputy spied the man in a Ford pickup parked in the outside drive-thru lane snoring loudly. Snoring is the horse... Then they explain what snoring is. Everybody knows what this is. What the fuck, article? I know you gotta drag this out to get your fucking ad clicks, but... The man seemed to be sleeping in the drive-thru as opposed to sleeping with the enemy, and what the fuck? This article is stupid. So the man was asleep in a drive-thru lane, and this article is terribly written. He told investigators he'd imbibed 6 to 8 beers at a bonfire and also had rum runners, a cocktail involving rum. So he was drunk and passed out. When the man woke and the deputy asked for his license, he said, "I don't have one." His truck smelled of booze and his speech was slurred. The man, a Fort Pierce resident, participated in a field sobriety exercises and was arrested on charges of DUI and knowingly driving with a suspended license.
Terrible article.
Yeah. I mean, it's a funny thing, but it was poorly written and like had all sorts of dumb shit thrown in there for no reason.
None reasons at all.
But thank you for the Florida Man of the Week. It is always appreciated. The poor writing of the article was not your fault.
Oh, so I watched that You Cannot Kill David Arquette.
Yeah. Okay, so you couldn't have done this when I was trying to load my fucking thing.
No, I forgot about it. It's fine.
Had all that time to fill, and instead you're like, I didn't do anything else this week.
Nope. I blanked. You know, God. That's how it works. My brain hurts.
You're worse than whoever wrote that article. Go on.
Am I?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, I told you about it last night, but it follows him trying to get back into wrestling.
Actor David Arquette.
Yes. He had a heart attack at like 45, and then at 46, he was like,
I'm going to be a pro wrestler.
Yeah, he's like, I actually...
Some former WCW World Heavyweight Champion. I might as well become a wrestler.
Yeah.
20 years later.
That's kind of what it... Well, he's trying to redeem himself for that because the dude is fucking completely ostracized by wrestling fans, wrestlers, yeah. And
sure.
Everyone.
Right.
And he was like, well, I want to do it. I want to do it right and gain respect from people.
Right.
And it follows him going through and... going to school with like these fucking Lucha Libre guys and them teaching him how to fucking wrestle and
right.
him fucking shedding like 50 pounds and getting kind of in shape.
Yeah.
And it culminates with him at a match
uh-huh.
where it's a hardcore death match.
Right.
And they're fighting with fucking light tubes, yeah, fluorescent bulbs.
Right.
And one of them breaks off while the guy's stabbing him with it and cuts his fucking carotid artery.
Yeah.
So he's bleeding from the neck profusely.
Yeah.
And like he rolls out of the ring and he's like, oh fuck, oh fuck. And he kind of like walks up the ramp and he turns around, goes back in the ring and finishes the fucking match.
Yeah.
And they rush him out and fucking get him to the hospital where he finds out he almost died.
He almost died. He almost bled to death.
And, yeah.
That was a big shit show for both him and that guy he was wrestling for a while.
God damn.
Like, they both were like, neither of you assholes should be anywhere near a wrestling ring.
Well, you shouldn't be using fucking fluorescent light bulbs.
Well, everybody does that in the indies because indie wrestling is dumb and bad.
I know. Well, there you go. That's... It doesn't make it good.
No, it's all dumb and bad.
It makes it worse and more dangerous. I mean, fuck, dude. Even ECW didn't do that shit.
No.
They did a lot of dumb shit. They weren't trying to shank each other, except for New Jack.
Except for New Jack.
They weren't trying to shank each other.
Usually.
There was one scene where he's like, at the very beginning, he goes to like this signing for like this wrestling convention.
Right.
And there's like nobody walking up to his, and other wrestlers are just like, fuck that, dude.
Yeah.
And then it shows him doing a picture with New Jack holding him with a knife to his neck. I'm like, why the fuck would you do that? Why would you let him do that, even as a goof?
Because
you don't know.
Some people just don't know any better.
He's crazy.
New Jack might actually just be like,
I know. Fuck this dude.
I'm New Jack. Whoopsie daisy.
Anyway, it ends, and it shows up this little... information piece in 2019's the end of it.
Yeah.
And in 2019 he was rated in the like one of the top 500 wrestlers by Wrestling Observer. I was like, ah, good for him.
Yeah, he's like taking it seriously. I'll give him that. And just so people who don't know anything about wrestling know, New Jack is a legitimate crazy person who was a wrestler in ECW. There's an episode of Dark Side of the Ring about him that is pretty interesting, and also he is mostly famous for this underage kid claimed to be of age and a good wrestler, and he asked New Jack to help him get color, which is you take a little small razor and cut yourself a little on the forehead so you start bleeding, so it looks like you hit by a chair and split open, and New Jack practically scalps the kid.
Yeah, stabs him with fucking knife.
Just right, and slits over and his over fucking and over. Forehead open.
Yeah. New Jack's a crazy person.
So
you don't fuck with that guy.
Don't ever wrestle New Jack.
He's got fucking brain damage. And
one time he jumped off a balcony, took a dude with him who wasn't ready for the spot, and just grabbed him and jumped off a balcony and cracked his own skull open and was leaking brain juice.
Yep.
All over the arena.
Yep.
Because he's a fucking, he's awesome.
He is kind of awesome. He's awesome. Isn't he?
New Jack is awesome.
And if you don't know, the reason people hate David Arquette is because in the year 2000, there was a movie coming out called Ready to Rumble, where these guys were big wrestling marks, smarks, I guess. I don't know what you call them. Big fans of wrestling. And the fucking, oh God, what's that guy's name?
David Arquette?
No. The guy who was the wrestler in the movie.
I don't know. The Big Show?
No, he's a...
Giant was in that.
I know, but it was like... a fucking actor.
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen the movie.
Oh, you should watch it. It's terrible.
I was such a anti-WCW guy that I refused to watch the WCW movie.
Well, anyway, it's a movie. These guys are big WCW fans. And
it was WCW's attempt at No Hold Barred.
Yeah, but WCW decided to promote it within their promotion.
Yeah.
And it's basically what ruined WCW.
Yeah.
Because then they decided, hey, you know, this is a really good opportunity to give David Arquette the belt to really promote this movie because it's going to do really well. We think it's going to be the biggest thing since the Titanic.
I mean, Vince did literally almost exactly the same thing in the 80s for No Holds Barred. The only difference
is... Yeah, but Tiny Lister's fucking believable.
He never put the title on Tiny Lister.
Also, believable because the dude was a monster.
And the dude was a legitimate monster.
Yeah.
Awful wrestlers all hated him, turns out, because he was just awful. But
Tiny Lister?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, he was an actor. He was not a wrestler.
Yeah, that's true.
It wasn't his fault. They let an actor into a business with a bunch of assholes who treated him like shit. Like, it wasn't his... I'm sure he wasn't the problem, you know?
No.
Wrestlers are all... Look, Oliver I love Platt. Wrestling, but they're all bad people.
Oliver Platt was the wrestler guy...
Oliver Platt. They want me to believe Oliver Platt was a professional wrestler.
He was supposed to be kind of an analog to...
the dumpy rich guy from Lake Placid.
Yeah, he was supposed to be kind of like Jerry the King Lawler. That was sort of... His name was Jimmy King.
All right.
That was... I think that was what they were going for with him.
All right. I mean, I liked him in Lake Placid.
He's a good actor. He did well in it.
All right.
I mean, as well as you could do in that movie.
I'm never watching that
movie.
You
should watch it. It's great.
I might watch your David Arquette documentary, though.
You should watch it.
All right. You got anything else that you're going to remember?
Oh, Joey Pants is in it. So there.
All right. I do like Joey Pants.
There you go.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
All right. Bye.